Welcome to this podcast about Jug Handle Cove and the ecological staircase in California. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by Inara, an AI-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and dozens of embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Jug Handle Cove is a California State Natural Preserve made up of a series of ancient marine terraces known as the ecological staircase, which exhibit different stages of ecological succession at the mouth of Jug Handle Creek, about 5 miles south of Fort Bragg and 5 miles north of Mendocino, California. The cove is named after Jug Handle Gulch, so named in 1941 because the old road that crossed it formed a Jug Handle turn. The bedrock at Jug Handle Cove is part of the Franciscan Complex, a terrain that was scraped, bent, buried, exhumed, and eventually smeared against the North American continent. It consists mainly of a partially metamorphosed sandstone called graywacke. Marine terraces are prominent landforms along the Pacific coast of Northern California, and although they are common features, erosion has rendered them difficult to see, except in rare places such as Jug Handle State Natural Reserve. The terraces are elevated wave-cut platforms formed by fluctuations in sea level and tectonic uplift. The principal driver of uplift at Jug Handle Cove is the seismically active boundary between the North American plate and the Pacific plate at the San Andreas Fault, about 3.5 miles offshore. This section of coastline has been rising for about 500,000 years at an average rate of 0.8 to 1.2 inches per century. During the Pleistocene, sea level fluctuated with the growth and decay of continental ice sheets, dropping during glacial periods and rising during interglacials. Waves are constantly eroding the shoreline, gradually forming nearly horizontal wave-cut platforms. Over millennia, these platforms were uplifted, creating the terraces visible today. Each terrace at Jug Handle Cove has been above water about 100,000 years longer than the one below it. The terraces have been inhabited by humans for thousands of years. Evidence of the Mitimpomo or Mutumkemu on the north coast dates back 3,000 years. Although the main Mitum villages were near present-day Willits, they made periodic visits to the coast to gather food. In the 1850s, the Mitum lifestyle changed drastically with the influx of American settlers. After California's statehood, diseases took a heavy toll and logging camps displaced seasonal villages at the mouths of rivers. The Mitum were forced to give up their lands and move to reservations. In 1850, the San Francisco-bound brig Frolic sank north of what is now Point Cabrillo, and salvagers noticed the seemingly endless stands of redwood forests. 2 years later, a sawmill was built near the mouth of the Big River, and settlers began arriving. In 1860, William H. Kelly and William T. Rundle bought 5,000 acres of forest land in the Casper Creek Basin, founded the Casper Lumber Company, and built a second sawmill. In 1861, Jacob G. Jackson was brought in as a partner, and by 1864, he had taken over the lumber company, and it became one of the most successful logging enterprises on the Mendocino coast. By the mid-1940s, the old-growth timberlands were severely depleted, and in 1947, the state of California bought nearly 50,000 acres of forest land from the Caspar Lumber Company. During the 1960s, the conservationist John Olmsted worked with Dr. Hans Jenny on a campaign to protect the area. In 1962, a forest reserve of 250 acres was established to safeguard the Pygmy Forest on the Third Marine Terrace above Jug Handle Creek. And in 1969, the National Park Service designated it a national natural landmark. However, developers were aggressively pursuing access to the lower terraces. In 1970, the nonprofit organization California Institute of Man and Nature purchased the land, and in 1975, the property was transferred to the state, and along with additional parcels owned by the Casper Lumber Company, Pacific Holiday Lodge Corporation, Save the Redwoods League, and others, it became Jug Handle State Natural Reserve in 1977. The marine terraces at Jug Handle State Natural Preserve are a famous example of soil development and ecological succession among plant ecologists. Although each terrace evolved from the same gray, wacky sandstone, each has been weathered for different lengths of time, creating different soil types and consequently supporting different plant communities. All five terraces form what is known as the ecological staircase. The lowest terrace supports three plant communities: North Coast Bluff Scrub, Coastal Prairie, and Bishop Pine Forest. The second terrace, farther from the ocean, salt-laden breezes, is dominated by redwoods, which have a limited range extending from southern Oregon to central California, where summer fog and moderate temperatures prevail. The third terrace features a distinctive pygmy forest of 5 to 10 foot tall cypresses and pines, along with dwarfed rhododendrons, manzanitas, and huckleberries. This rare plant community occurs only in a few places where marine terraces have remained flat for 500,000 years of geological uplift. The soils here are 1,000 times more acidic than those of the redwood forest. Heavy winter rains have leached iron and other nutrients from the surface, washing them into the subsoil. Under these acidic conditions, the iron combines with eroding bedrock to form a dense hardpan about 18 inches below the surface. Extremely acidic, nutrient-poor conditions, together with the shallow hardpan, account for the stunted, sparse growth of the pygmy forest. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe to learn more at coastu.org.